Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is the final hour on the program. Our boy Show Pony out today, out tomorrow, will be back Thursday, out again Friday, and I'm sure back in full force next week. But in the meantime, Leroy holding things down, Vlad holding things down, Fig holding things down with me here as we are monitoring the Miami Dolphins, who will be making their final cuts of the 53-man roster today at 4 p.m., as the rest of the NFL will.
Yeah.
We will continue to keep an eye on it. This Miami football report and all Miami football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Big news out of Miami. The only news, it seems, out of Miami is the acquisition of Rasul Douglas at the cornerback position. Started 15 games for the Bills, 29 years old, and definitely seems to be someone who will contribute immediately in Miami as we have a disparity at the cornerback position.
Absolutely. He will be able to contribute immediately.
Day one familiar start- with him.
Now, I don't know about that.
Day one starter, Leroy Horn said it here first.
You know what I had to do yesterday?
What'd you have to do, buddy?
Change my battery.
Which battery?
Car battery.
Okay. Not too difficult, but unless you may have a car that makes it kind of difficult.
So. Dude. Right? Huh?
Did you do it by yourself?
Me and Fonz. It's a lot. Let me tell you.
I thought you didn't have your car.
Huh?
I thought you didn't have your car.
Yeah, but I didn't when I went and got it. And they told me how much it was going to cost.
Do you have a normal battery situation, or is yours like in an inconvenient spot?
I mean, first of all, let me tell you, the way these batteries are wedged up in there now,
yeah.
And I didn't realize how heavy a battery was. I had to use my legs.
Yeah, I recently changed the battery.
It's connected with wires and stuff a whole lot of different ways. You got to take all the wires apart.
It's not that difficult.
Yeah, huh?
It's not that difficult.
Oh, Fig says not that difficult.
Hold okay, I'll show you. I'm sorry, Miss Carter. I'll show you underneath my hood and you'll see.
What kind of car?
Where's the battery?
Chevy what? Tahoe battery.
Like, no.
Yeah, because some of them.
It's not here. Let me put it this way. It's not difficult, but it's time consuming with all of the different things you have to attach and detach and reattach. It's not like you, Jay Fig, making it sound like you just got whoop, positive, negative, put it back in, positive. No.
No. You're making it seem a lot more difficult. Like this, this took your entire day.
You did.
No, you did.
Because there's
she downplayed it. She downplayed it.
There's screws that you got to need. The long thing you got to get up in there.
I know how that goes. I've had to do this before.
Okay.
Wow. What's the last time you did it, though, J-Fig? Just out of curiosity.
When I did it myself, this was, unfortunately, on a July 4th in Boca. And mind you, look where I live.
Wait, first of all, First of all, you've had a lot of July 4ths in your life. Which one?
This was like two years ago.
He asked you, when was the last time you did it?
This was
you
like go, 2 years
unfortunately,
ago.
It was on a July 4th. But 1977?
Let me
what?
Get to it.
1776?
Let me get to yeah. it. Okay. About Correct. 2 years ago.
Oddly specific.
It was a long time ago.
And okay, 2 years ago? It's not like it's a decade ago.
2 years? Yeah, but some of the ways these batteries are put in cars is like difficult to get to. Sorry.
I know it's difficult. I had to change another one for my mom. I had to help change it because...
Help.
Mm. Yeah, and guess who's the one that found it? Me. You know where her car battery is? Her car battery is in the back seat.
What?
Yeah.
Some and of, that some one of, I think is more difficult.
Some batteries are in the trunk. Those are easier to get to.
No, what kind of car does your mom have?
Yeah, it is. It's more difficult when you got other engine stuff.
Car battery back seats. What are we even
my,
doing?
Does she have a
Oh my god.
Her no. car here.
Cuz when I had my
she's a GMC.
G90. It was in the back. I think I want to say it was crazy. In the back.
You guys are interesting. Interesting indeed. No, your boy with the Toyota Camry, simple. You just take it out. You put the other one in. But it did still somehow cost.
You know what? They like Toyotas and Hondas. The kids like Toyotas and Hondas because you can soup them up because there's a lot of room in the engine compartment. So those.
Yeah,
are
right now,
right.
I'm cranking a 46 PSI piston engine transmission thermometer. And if right now I got about 3 wax pistons under there that it's firing off. Does any of that sound like car stuff?
Hey, yo.
I should have watched more Fast and Furious. I don't know. Nonetheless, Leroy, I'm glad you were able to accomplish that because I recently had a battery situation that had me where I had to jump my car for like 2 days before I was able to get to the dealership every time I went somewhere. Luckily, nowadays, they have that thing that's like this size, and you can just attach it real quick, and it jumps your car before you
start. Really? I thought you were going to say, thankfully, they have this, and it's like a color controller.
That's very Marcos.
Yeah.
This right here. Nah,
so you can jump your car with a small little...
Man, there was something, honestly, it was about the size of a cell phone, and it had the red and black, you know, positive, negative terminals on the outside of it. You attach it to your car. Before, it used to be a big battery, which I have, like a huge battery that you got to lug around.
No.
But now they have
it. No, Marcos. In the regular people's world, you have jumper cables in the back of your car, and you ask somebody for a hookup.
Oh, but how often? Listen, no one will deny you quicker than a person trying to get a jump on a car. No, oh no, I can't do it, bro. I gotta go to church. I can't do it. No. Oh, you need a jump on that? Oh, I don't got the cables.
I don't care how expensive my car is. From growing up in the hood with some raggedy cars in my family, the first thing that goes in the trunk is some jumper cables. Did you have to
open my trunk right now? Jumper cables.
Yes, I have jumper cables. I have even in this perfectly good Tahoe.
Yeah,
in my trunk, jumper cables.
No one uses. I promise, no one.
No
first
one
of all,
uses what? Them.
What?
Not because they don't work, but because everyone denies you. Maybe that's just my luck. My luck is every single time I have, they're like, I'm like, yeah, can I get a jump? They're like, I don't have the cords. And then I'm like, well, I have them, luckily. And they're like, I don't have the time.
And I'm like, no. Okay. Wait, here's the deal. Right. Like, when I had my Hyundai G90, right?
Yeah.
I went to help somebody, my Fonz's friend, jump his car. And we sat there for an hour. Because I didn't know where the damn battery was.
Okay.
It was in the trunk.
It was in the trunk, yeah. Those are the situations where it's like, I understand. I don't.
Right, but I try to help. Look, I ain't like, no. Like, I'll help somebody if I can, but don't be like suspect or don't like, because sometimes when you try to jump a car, sometimes that car look like it's going to suck the life out of your car. And then you're going to be broke down when he drive away.
Yeah, that's another one, too, where they examine your car and they look at their car and they're like, I don't think there's anything in it for me. I'm not sure if I really want to do this right now.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, it's not the coolies, bro. I just need a jump, please. And
you're just never... catching Marcos.
it must be me. It literally must be me.
Right.
That sucks.
Did you have full sleeves on, or did you have that did you have that cup?
Okay. Well, you know,
guys,
maybe that was it.
Right before we go to break, I'm going to upset you real quick, Marcos.
All right.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
All a part of the plan, bro. I'm telling you. All a part of the plan. All a part of the plan. This is all a part. Hey, listen, they're playing the long game. I give them credit. This media run they've been on. Giving them credit.
Go for them.
Go for Travis. Hey, Travis.
Very, very
and
much.
Get that divorce 18 months later and pull what time
you
feel.
You know what? You guys are a bunch of cynics. We're going to break.
Let's do
Bye.
It.
All right. Radio Taboo when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to the Tobin and Leroy show. It is your boy Marcos holding things down here with Figgy, Vlad, and Leroy right here on 104.3 WQAM, your FM destination for all things South Florida sports. But we do a little bit more than sports on this show here. Sometimes when we're not doing the silly sauce, we actually educate and inform. And I am here today to inform you of new terms and words that not only keep you up to date with all the cool kids, but keep that vocabulary growing. Because these aren't just words that, you know, everyone's just saying to be cool and writing on these internet chats. These words have actually been added to the dictionary. We are going to be hearing quotes and definitions from Cambridge University, Webster. So these are heavy hitters here, all right? These are words that will no longer be just things that are
said. Do you even know where Cambridge is?
No clue. Is that in London? No clue.
It's in England.
Remember, you don't look upon that pond.
Yeah.
I don't go over there. You know I don't go over there. It's in next to Birmingham. I'm not sure.
So are they determining what English is acceptable to use here?
It must be. It must be because...
Which is crazy, right?
Now, the sources that they are citing, though, are believable. For example, the first word, I think one that we've even mentioned here, that is entered the dictionary, is skibbity.
Skibbity wow, skibbity wow.
Didn't you already go through this like once?
Yes, yes. Skibbity was one of the early ones that we discussed that actually has no meaning. It says, phrases like it's a word that can have a different meaning, such as cool or bad, or can be used with no real meaning as a joke. Phrases like "What the skibbity are you doing?" or "That wasn't very skibbity riz of you" have entered mainstream usage. Cambridge University explained today. In October of last year, Kim Kardashian posted a video on social media showing a necklace her daughter had given her as a birthday present, engraved with the phrase "skibbity toilets." What does that mean? No one knows. No one knows.
Maybe skibbity was... But
her doctor gave her a necklace?
Her daughter.
Daughter.
Oh, daughter. I was getting ready to say, damn.
It's a friendly doctor.
No, I was getting ready to say she probably spent enough money with him. He probably has like a rewards.
There's a couple that are now being added that are like kind of just short for different words. For example, inspo is just short for inspiration. And delulu... No.
Delusional.
Yeah, that one. First of all,
no,
yeah,
I think this is stupid.
No, I agree.
Delulu doesn't make sense. Well, no, they're
okay,
definitely stupid.
Okay, let me tell you something. You just graduate from college. You go and do an interview for a job, and you walk in and they ask you a question. You go, no, that's Delulu. You think you're getting that job? You think you're getting that job?
Sir, I don't, not to be Delulu, but I think I have an excellent opportunity at acquiring this position at your company.
He does.
Okay.
He may have that job.
No.
Leroy,
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Hold on, Leroy. He may get the job if the boss or the person that's hiring is just as young as he is. And
Now, come on.
No. Don't do that.
You know what I love?
Because everybody.
Know what I love?
You know why? Because you're old. What I love? You're old now. And guess who's running things? Nepo babies.
No. Okay. Okay.
You know, that's another word that's been added, by the way.
Nepo baby.
Yeah, that's officially one of them. But I got a couple other ones that I want to see if you guys are familiar with. Trad wife. You guys know what a trad wife is?
A traditional wife?
A woman who embraces a traditional role as a homemaker.
Stop making words smaller.
Yeah, words
that don't have to be smaller.
These words aren't really that difficult. They're just, they're trying to be cute and they're not. They're ugly with these
What
words.
About Barbiecore?
What?
Is that
Barbiecore?
That sounds like somebody who had a lot of work.
That sounds like
close. That. It's someone who has a lot of pink, a fashion aesthetic characterized by an all pink look. Someone who
and
just wears pink all the time.
Barbiecore.
Most women I know don't like pink.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess because it's too much of a like
Barbie girl.
I'm telling you, even as a kid. We had to dress Rebecca in pink because her hair took forever to grow, right? So that's the worst. Look at the pretty boy, right? That was terrible. So you have to dress them up in pink when they're little, right? Let me tell you, if you ever give her anything pink as a gift, she will say, "Oh, you must not like me."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. Damn.
Leroy is barbecue.
I don't think he'll be upset by that.
Hey, the only time I use the phrase pink is if I'm making hamburgers and I say, "You want a little pink in the middle?" That's it.
What about broligarchy? You guys are familiar with that word?
What's that word?
Broligarchy.
Broligarchy.
Let's see.
That you ain't a real man.
No, you know, this is a small group of men, especially men owning or involved in a technology business who are extremely rich, powerful, and who have or want political influence. The word is a mixture of bro and oligarchy, and it refers to...
Broligarchy?
Bro, you got to say bro.
Broligarchy.
Oh, bro.
Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Zuckerberg.
I don't want to be in that group. I don't want to be in that group. I'm good.
That's it. That is the group. Those are the group. We refer to them now. There's a Mount Rushmore, and now there's a broligarchy, and it's Musk, Bezos, Zuckerberg, or Trump.
I'm good.
Right. Yeah. It seems to be a term that
is Trump popular. Did on that. The only difference between all of them and Trump is Trump was broke a few years ago.
Yeah,
now all of a sudden he's not.
He's president.
So he gets to be a broligarchy or broligarchy, whatever it is.
He's a president.
Yeah.
Them other guys are like wild rich.
Yeah. But he's the most powerful.
What about touch grass, Leroy? What do you think touch grass means?
Eat dirt.
Kick rocks.
Fair.
It's like kind of like another version of you saying, like, calm down, like, go touch grass.
Touch grass,
or
like, yeah.
Go take a lap.
It is. It's a command encouraging someone to disconnect from online or overly intense activities and go outside.
Oh, so instead of saying go outside, touch grass?
Yeah, like, let's say you're like, bro, I just watched Game of Thrones in 3 days. And you're like, great, bro, touch grass, because you obviously haven't done anything for the last 2 days.
See, I didn't have phrases like that, because all we did was touch grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out this house and go play.
Come back with the streetlights.
And Leroy took it to heart and said, you know what? I like touching the grass. Huh? Let me play on it for the rest of my career.
Now, sports washing. Have you guys ever heard of the term sports washing?
I've heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Sports washing essentially is, let me give you the exact definition, the act of rehabilitating a person or organization's bad reputation by associating them with sports. Huh? For example, if someone does something bad or a company does something bad.
Oh, that's a jet. That's a jet type of move, or that's a Chargers.
Here's the deal. So say if you have a company that their product kind of has some issues.
Yeah.
Right? Then basically what they'll do is they'll go get a sports team. They'll pay for advertising with that sports team and associate themselves with something that everybody likes. So you overlook the fact that their product is garbage.
So
business.
It would be like, what was that guy that got caught at the Coldplay concert?
Oh, I don't know his name, but yeah, the CEO, that CEO guy. The astronomer guy.
Right.
If now all of a sudden the astronomer sponsored the Lakers.
By the Chiefs.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden now you're kind of associate. Now you don't remember him and the affair. You kind of associate him with the Chiefs and winning. I got it now. Okay, that's sports washing. Yeah, it's more like sports washing.
Somebody say live is sports washing. Because of the stuff that they do over there.
True.
And now they're buying in the golf and paying a lot of right.
That's a good point.
That's a good one.
That's definitely a good point.
Somebody said the Marlins and Flanagans.
They haven't played well since that Flanagans, man. Well, after the Yankee sweep, but yeah, they haven't played well. But good win last night. Sports watching.
That's different, right?
Okay.
Now, what about this one's pretty easy, cash grab.
Easy you money. Know what that's called? Easy you know what money. I'm saying? There's another four-letter word we use for that. Life.
A cash grab in life?
I've never met anybody that said, you know what? That's too much money. I'm not going to pay like, we get mad at Anthony Richardson for being a bust. It ain't his fault they drafted him fourth overall. Should Anthony Richardson have said, you know what, guys? I've only played 1,500 plays in football at the highest level. I'm not ready to be a first rounder. Should he have said that? No! We would all took that money.
No, that for sure is an understandable exchange there. But I know, for example, from my time speaking with Crowder, that he was involved at one point in this energy drink that really had no legs, but they just gave him a check. And he's like, sure, yeah, I'll drink your stupid drink. I'll advertise your drink. Have you ever been approached by someone who you knew, oh, this business ain't going nowhere, but they had that money up front that was like, let me hold on. Let me consider this real quick.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Cozart Coffee. Don't you talk bad about Cozart.
No. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say this, but it's my own personal feeling.
All right.
Reebok. When they had the pump and they first came out with the pump, they was going around the league and they were getting players, you know, giving players a nice little check, you know, giving some merch. You know, this was before Nike was Nike, right? You couldn't get golf clothes and golf shoes. All you had at Nike was shoes and stuff like that, right?
I have a question.
Which, when I played football, I was getting for free.
Nike wasn't so. Nike wasn't the
Nike apparel? Didn't have Tiger Woods and all the golf stuff and all that. Oh, it was about, just sneakers.
Golf stuff, okay.
But here's the deal. I got the sneakers anyway because I use them to play. So I didn't need a contract. So I was like, all right, cool. So I got the check. I knew the shoe. Let me tell you, them pumps, yeah. I think they took 3 years off of my career. They hurt my feet.
You actually have said that.
Yeah. And so every time the rep would come by, I would say something. Right? And he finally got mad. And he said, well, if you don't like shoes, get the money back. And I said, I'm glad you said that. And I had a check sitting in my locker waiting for those words. And I gave him back, and that was it. So I did do it. I did do it, but I had to undo it because my feet hurt.
Now, that's what they say about the Ball Brothers shoes.
The Big Ballers, but none of them, they don't wear those no more.
No, they don't. But, I mean, they did get some injuries when they were wearing them.
Because you know who got that one of the highest is LaMelo, right?
Melo, yeah, LaMelo.
LaMelo got one of the highest sole shoes in the league.
Now, Caitlin Clark.
You know what Nike does? Make the same shoe and make it a different color and put somebody else's name on it.
And?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's LaMelo now, but a few years ago, the one with the bright color designs and stuff was the Kyrie's. Everybody wanted the Kyrie's. They had the SpongeBob Kyrie's and stuff like that. Now they got the LaMelo's going crazy.
And all of that. But Kobe, since we were talking about
the cash, Grinch Kobe's.
So we're talking about cash grab, right? That was the word?
Yeah, cash grab. That was the word,
So we can't be upset with Tank.
Oh, with this. See, that's an excellent example of a cash grab.
That's
right there.
An absolute cash grab.
$100 million. Well, anybody,
eight rounds exhibition. Easy.
Floyd
cash
did
grab.
It too.
Easy cash grab. Yeah, you can't.
But I don't know why people get mad and saying it's going to ruin. Let me tell you something. Okay, I'm gonna tell all these people out there in the real world how the real world work. Yeah. If you do something, that's why I'm not mad at the live people either, right? Because unlike any other sport, right? Golf is the only sport. If you don't make the cut, you don't get a check. But all the money you spend getting there and towards that event still counts against you. So when Liv came and gave that guaranteed money, that's probably more money than half of them would even make. So why, if you are a professional, your job is to maximize your money the short amount of time you can play at that profession. We all agree on that. We all try to do that in life, right? But all of a sudden, they say, oh, they're morally corrupt for going to take that money. You would take that money too. Stop. So when we see all these boxers, especially in MMA, that they don't really pay in MMA. Nobody makes a big, only a handful of people make a lot of money in MMA, right? When you see them have an opportunity to go get a big payday for 10, 15 million, and then they say you can't come back to the UFC or MMA or whatever, they're like, this one check is more money I'm going to make than you're going to pay me to fight 10 times. Oh,
yeah, that's the Francis Ngannou. That's the reason why he left and then ended up getting knocked out by Anthony Joshua and robbed, I feel, by Tyson Fury. But he made more in those two fights than he did his entire career.
Correct.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, here you go. I love this. Leroy with NFL Pension is one to talk about the real world. Can I just let me inform you something? All right. Mm-hmm. I say you don't know much about my background, so I'm gonna cut you a break. But go look at where I'm from and then holler at me. Tell me I don't know about what the real world is. I've been lucky that I've got to live on both sides of that fence. But don't tell me that I don't understand about the real world. Like, I live in other places of the country, and I'm like, broke here is different than the broke I grew up with.
Yeah. It's like what we were talking about earlier with the offensive linemen and the girl at the club late.
Yeah.
If you're broke in Beverly Hills, it's different from being broke in the Ninth Ward. It's like, different.
It's like, yeah. It's like Michael Irvin said. He was so poor that he couldn't even afford the OR. He was just poor.
Yeah.
They were so poor. I'll
tell you what.
They couldn't even afford you haven't the OR. Lived.
You haven't lived until you had to do your homework before daylight, before it got dark because you ain't had no lights in your house. Like, don't, like, I love when people say, you talk about, I'm 57 years old. I wasn't always 57. I didn't own it. Wait, you know when I own, hey, let me, I'll have you a quick, I'll show, hey, I'll do it quickly, right? When did you have your first car?
Talking to all of
me?
I think I was
19?
18. Yeah, 18, 19.
How about you, Vlad?
18, 19?
Actually, no, just kidding. I was 18, yeah.
Yeah. You know how old I was when I got my first car?
23?
22. When I got the check to go to the NFL because I couldn't afford one. I took city transportation to high school because our school was too small to have school buses. So while you sitting here talking about this nonsense, but I could keep it as real as you need to. I know what broke is. I tell my kids all the time, I say, you got a house. You got lights, and you got food. That's all you need. Figure everything else out.
My water went out for 5 minutes the other day, and I got scared, Leroy.
Water?
I got a shower at the pool.
Yeah, no, he was on the toilet. That's why.
Hey, oh, Vlad. And let me add another little interesting thing to that. I was the 45th player taken in NFL draft, right? That's a great money, huh? Oh, ooh, good money.
Second round, right?
I made $100,000 my first year. So while you sit there talking about, don't look at what football is today and judge me by that.
Right.
Because right now, them guys getting $1.5 million, $2 million. Oh, yeah.
Second
a
round.
Year.
They get $100,000 a day.
Right. It took me your whole 4 years. It took me 4 years at the NFL to get even. Cause you know when you go to the NFL, right? You ain't never had a car, you ain't had a place to live, you ain't had the clothes, you gotta wear suits everywhere. Please.
We're gonna take a break on this. I don't mean to make Leroy cry on the way out, but second round NFL draft picks make roughly between $6.3 million and $9.9 million on their 4 year rookie contracts.
Right. Go look. My entire contract was $900,000.
Dave South says Marcos was so poor he had to grow arms and legs to leave where he was born. Thanks, dude. Thank you for that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more Tobin and Leroy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy Frog Boy holding things down here. Got a quick segment before we get into the final hour of the show, in which we will be playing our favorite game, Radio Taboo. Got some new words for you guys to work against. Leroy, I hope you have your bandana ready, of course.
I'll go get it.
I know we're monitoring the Miami Dolphins to see which teams or which players will be cut.
It's going to be tough for here's what a lot of teams do. They wait until the last minute so that the guys that they want to sign on the practice squad are still available. If you isolate one guy and get rid of him quick, then it's going to give other teams quicker access to him. So in a situation like Kenny Pickett, they were doing him a favor by releasing him early to give him an opportunity to get out there before the chaos. So no. That's how you kind of have to look at that, because say if there's a couple of guys they want to probably bring back for practice squad, right? They're not gonna release them like before the deadline, because they want them to get mumbled up with the other 1,000 guys that'll be on that list.
Heard. So it's all mind games here.
It's not mind games. It's just a way to play the game. Like if there's a DB that you want to put on the practice squad, you ain't gonna release him at 2:00 and isolate him. You're going to hope he get lost in all of the 1,000 other guys. I have a word for Marcos.
What's that?
Treadmill.
Oh, hurt. The one that he said before is, I was so poor. My sleeves were on layaway. I frowned and cried at the same time. The big story that's also coming out of South Florida, I'm not sure if you guys touched on this, the divorce settlement for our boy Cheetah. Did you guys talk about that yesterday by any chance?
Oh, wait.
No.
What happened? What is it?
Oh, Tyreek Hill. He's going to have to be forking over a lot of money. The divorce settlement is final.
I'll be sitting on the sidelines for a little bit if I got to fork up a lot of money like that.
Listen, I all of a sudden will be the best teammate possible, because he will now have to pay between $20,000 to $50,000 each month in support payments
and child support.
Look, that's light work right there in comparison to what comes after this. On top of that, he has already handed over a $500,000 lump sum to cover her personal expenses and legal fees. So you know, we're at $500,000 up front.
So wait, you got it. Here.
Yeah.
Don't look at it from your pockets.
No.
Let's look at it from
I cannot.
Let's look at this from the realities of what's actually happening.
Yes.
So he averages $30 million a year.
Yes.
So that means that each month he making like $2.5 million.
Yeah.
So in 1 month he can take care of that. Easy. Yearly, right.
Now he's ordered to pay $457,000 towards her attorney fees, plus a court granted her a $100,000 car allowance, and his ex-wife will keep Hill's $200,000 Bentley Bentayga. It's too rich for me. I don't even know what that is. And will continue living in the pair's $5.5 million Miami condo, as Hill will be directed to cover the mortgage, insurance, utilities, internet, and healthcare costs for both mother and child.
Jesus Christ, bro. What the hell?
Yeah. It's expensive. Fam. It's expensive indeed.
Well, I mean,
so hey, listen, it took a long time to get here, though.
Not long enough.
No, what I'm saying is, it's not like, you know, this is first strike kind of vibe. So I can understand where
Tita, but still, like, yo, man, like, you were nothing to me.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, she was an NFL player's sister, though.
Let's be clear.
What was she doing?
She was the NFL player's sister, so she had money. She can justify that. Hey, my lifestyle before.
Wait,
how many touchdowns she score?
No, nothing. I'm not saying she can be like, hey,
what's her 40? What's her 40?
Okay, no.
Right, you're making it sound like she's an NFL player. So what they got to do with?
What I'm saying is different. If a girl from Miami Gardens was like, "Hey, I need to keep up with this lifestyle," this girl who had probably had a lifestyle prior because her brother was rich.
How you know her brother was?
No, wait a minute.
How you know her brother was out there? Wait,
Marcos, you sound ridiculous.
I think it's a little different.
This is too much.
I think
right
it's no, it's not. Yeah. What her brother playing football got to do with her riches?
Maybe she's a little richer than a normal person would be. So that's really? Why her lawyer could be like, hey, look, prior to Tyreek, she was at Nobu.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably why she put up with that stuff from Tyreek as long as she did. Because she wasn't.
Yeah, man. Get 18 months. You got it in. You're locked in.
I'm going to just say this. Everybody can't. I didn't think that I would ever get married, right? I wanted to be, but I didn't. But I didn't pull that. I wasn't going to take that next step unless I was absolutely sure that I was sure, right? Not that somebody was trying to pressure me to be there. And so it was the best thing that ever happened. No pressure. This is what I wanted. This is what she wanted. Boom. Never even, like, there's nothing. Like, if you ain't ready to settle down, don't get married.
Unless you went over the middle and got hit, you know, by a middle linebacker or a safety. I don't want to hear none of that.
Yeah, it's not an innuendo for anything. He really means that.
Yeah.
Like, for a second, I was trying to read between the lines.
No, I'm just saying, if you ain't really here, this is nothing bad. But I'm saying this. If you ain't ready to settle down, then don't.
And you should know who you with. Like, this wasn't his first rodeo show. She should know his reputation. Stop that, man. Stop it. He messed up.
Let me tell you something. Vlad.
Leroy.
I'ma say this. You know, sometimes situations outweigh what your eyes are privy to.
Fan, they just got married a year and a half ago. We saw them when they were newlyweds on the Hard Knocks in season.
Then they tried to get divorced like three other times.
They tried to get divorced like literally 3 weeks after they got married. What are we doing here?
Right.
Come on, man.
God bless those crazy kids.
I'm just saying. I feel bad for him. Like whatever.
You know what?
I feel bad for him for doing his dirt. I don't feel bad. He got caught. But man.
But wait,
I don't know about all that bread I gotta give up.
Dude, hold up. I'ma say this. When you know the results of your actions and what they could entail, because we see it on all the time with our fellow athletes, famous people, or whatever. When you know what the ramifications are of things, then you don't take that step and you don't have to deal with it. But if you put yourself in that situation and then you got to pay, you know, the piper.
Time out.
I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
And wait, hold on. Here's one thing. Last point. Why I got to pay for your divorce lawyers? Why if I didn't want to get a divorce? Why I got to pay for your lawyers?
Because that's,
See?
Time be. Stuff, and I'm going to make you pay for it too. That's how it sounds.
And I'm going to take your car.
And your $4 million house.
Yeah. Hey, and the condo on South Beach.
And you know what's going to happen, right?
I'm with Keto.
He's going to build a house right next door?
No. He's going to get up again. He's going to get up again, right? He'll have an unbelievable season. Tyreek goes Tyreek, get a new contract, and then she's going to come back to the judge saying her life experience needs to go
gotta
up.
Go
because,
up.
Right. It has to go up because his contract went up. Nah, ma. We good.
I'm distraught right now. Hey, it's time for a break, by the way.
Yeah, we need a break.
Can I just say this? When you know the results of the game, then don't play it that way. Right? Yeah. If you still play it that way, even though you know the results, then that's on you. That's on you.
One game we will play, Radio Taboo, when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.